Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete.
On today's show, we'll be talking about taking charge of your medications. You can sort out your pills and drops by location, but there are some other nifty techniques that people have enabled for us. There are different shapes and colors for prescription bottles. We even found a digital monthly pill box with a digital audible timer, and PenFriend, an audio labeler that you can use. And we hope you'll stick with us through the rest of the program to get the details on all of these. First, our tip of the week. This week's tip is, even though when they send you the insert with your prescription medicine, the print is too small for almost anybody to read, you can actually access the so-called small print online, and that makes it a lot easier.
You know, it's interesting. I'm always telling you that Google is your friend, and see what you can find with Google. And in researching for this show, I decided to do exactly that. I didn't know exactly what kind of online information you could find about prescriptions and things like that. So I went to Google and I typed in prescription drugs. And a number of sites came right up at the top of Google's list. And so I investigated some of those, and we'll talk about some of those.
One really cool one is called RxList.com. So that's all one word, RxList.com. They have descriptions for pretty much any prescription drug I've ever heard of, and then a lot more. For each of those, they have the indications, you know, which is why you would want to take it, and typical dosages, side effects, any interactions with other drugs, warnings, precautions, what to do if you get an overdose by accident, what some reasons are that you might not want to take it, and a picture, which can be helpful.
The other thing I found was this and a number of the other sites that I looked at were also very accessible with JAWS, which is the screen reader I use, and I assume with other screen readers it's pretty accessible. It was very easy to navigate by heading, by hitting the H when you're in the browser and going to the next heading. The links were very clearly labeled and things like that. These were also very readable. I mean, there wasn't a lot of technical stuff that you needed to have an MD in order to understand. It was very, written so that your average consumer could understand and make use of this information.
Another really cool feature that they have is a pill lookup. So let's say you've got all these bottles and you can't tell which is which, but you know that in one bottle the pills are blue and they're circles and they say whatever, ABC 123 on them. You just enter the color, the shape, and whatever markings you can find on the pill into this program online, and it'll tell you what it is and what the dosage is. So maybe it's the 5 milligram version or the 10 milligram version or whatever. And then from there, you can go back into the other part of the program and get the rest of the information about that particular drug.
And we found a number of other sites also. One of the other ones we found with very similar information, slightly different format, but just as accessible, was drugs.com, www.drugs.com.
And another one directly from the National Institute of Health, National Library of Medicine, is www.nlm for National Library of Medicine, .nih for National Institute of Health, .gov, because it's the government, /MedlinePlus, all one word. So I'm going to do that again, www.nlm.nih.gov/MedlinePlus. And there is a wealth of information on all of these sites, and just pick the one that works best for you. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be talking about various ways in which you can tell which pills or drops you have are which. First of all, in case of a problem, it's a good idea to maintain an up-to-date list of your drugs and dosages and what time of day you take them, along with any past surgeries, any drug allergies you might have, any prostheses you might have. You know, if you're diabetic, that's something. If you run into an emergency, you want somebody else to know when they find you. It's a good idea to keep one copy in your wallet. Keep another copy either stuck to your refrigerator with a magnet or in your medicine cabinet or whatever. Give a copy to your primary care physician. And, you know, if anybody else is participating in your home health care, give a copy to that person, too.
Well, I thought it was interesting. We thought we were pretty good about things like this, keeping lists of prescriptions and things in our wallets. And on the back of our insurance cards, we usually write our latest inoculations or any allergies and things like that. And then it turned out we were on a hiking trip about a month ago, and I wound up scratching my head on a boulder or someplace. And we said, geez, I wonder when my last tetanus shot was. And it turned out it was a long time ago.
So one way to keep track of medications is the old do-it-yourself technique. This is something that Pete has developed to a fine art.
I'll say.
He's got this bottle of pills over here and that bottle of pills over there, and the fish oil supplement is in the refrigerator, and, you know, there's stuff all over the house, but there's no confusing which is which, because in each location there's no more than one or two objects, so they're hard to confuse. But
well, and I try to keep them close to each other. I mean, for example, my one-a-day vitamins are in the medicine cabinet, and
you upstairs
know, the drop I take in the morning is next to that in the medicine cabinet. And then in my drawer by the side of my bed, maybe there's some other drugs or drops where I'll keep some on the left-hand side of the drawer and some on the right-hand side of the drawer.
And then the calcium tablets that we usually take with dinner are in the downstairs medicine cabinet.
True.
So we know where they all are. But what brings this to mind is a friend of Pete's aunt once, I guess, had a heart attack or whatever, and the medics came in, and they know where most people keep their drugs, and they looked in the kitchen cabinet, and they looked in the bathroom, and they got all her medications and whisked her off to the emergency room, and isn't life wonderful? Well, we've got pills and drops all over the house, and this would not be as convenient for the medics.
And that's why it's a good idea to have a list on the refrigerator. If any emergency people walk in, if there's some kind of problem, they can find one place where they can quickly reference all this stuff. In fact, I'm wondering, did we actually put that list on our refrigerator as we talked about doing?
Not yet, but we will. So, you know, we're talking to people with visual impairments. I'm sure Pete isn't the only one among us who takes a million eye drops. Well, how are you going to tell which is which? It turns out they've thought about that, and they, the manufacturers, are very good about trying to differentiate the eye drop bottles. They tend to be in an assortment of different shapes and sizes. They tend to have different colors, and you will, if you're taking eye drops, especially if you have glaucoma, you'll recognize some of these. One of them is rectangular. It's white with dark blue writing. One of them is kind of a deep teal green with a purple cap. One's white with a yellow cap. And it's no mistake that every time you get this particular eye drop, it's that distinctive shape and color. It's to help the patient keep track of them.
And I often use the shape or size to distinguish one drop from another. Sometimes if there are two that are very close in size or may actually be the same size, I'll put a rubber band around one, and that way I can distinguish the two from each other.
So then you get a written prescription for some pills for whatever. You know, maybe you have a sinus infection and you need an antibiotic or whatever. Doesn't matter what this pill is, the bottle's going to be the same if you get it from the same pharmacy. We always go to one pharmacy, and every time we go, the bottle's identical. It's this dark orange, semi-transparent plastic with a white lid on it and a stick-on label with text that's so tiny it's really hard to read. Well, that's not so good if you've got limited vision. Target has initiated a system where they actually have different colors for their bottle caps and a shape that's easier to deal with and labels with much bigger print. So there's all sorts of options out there.
You are listening to Viewpoints.
This week's focus topic is a digital monthly pill box with audible digital timer and announcements. And here's Pete's sister Barb describing the unit.
Okay, so what is this handy little device here that you got from Mom?
Oh, this is a wonderful device. It's called the Med Center, M-E-D Center.
Okay.
It's a reminder to take your pills. So it's about 3.5 inches long, not very big. It goes right on your dresser next to your bed. And basically, you can set the time, the date, and the day. So, for example, if my mother wakes up at night and she doesn't know what day it is, she can hit the light button on here and it'll shine a light onto the clock and she can see exactly what time it is, morning or night. She can see exactly what day it is, like today is Monday, and then she'll know exactly what date it is, like today is the 9th. And then if she can't read it because she's a little groggy or doesn't have her glasses, she can actually hit the green talk button. And these buttons are nice and big for older folks. And it actually talks to her like this.
Good evening. The time is 10:05 p.m. Monday, May 9th.
So this is a great reminder for her. But the most important thing I found was that there's an alarm that you can set and program for throughout the day, so it will be a reminder for her and even wake her up to take her medicines.
Good evening. Please take your night pills for the 9th.
And then there is a pill box that says, oh, I don't have it in front of me right now, something like morning, noon, evening, and nighttime. And it's set up in this big container, and it has 1 through 31 for the days of the month. And you set up each little section. So, for example, day 1 of May, May 1st, on both sides, it has a 1 on the box, and if it's the side that's green up, that means those pills are ready to be taken. The pills are in the box and they're ready to be taken. If the one is facing up with the red side, that means those pills were already taken. It should be empty and there should be nothing in it. So, for example, tomorrow is the 10th. My mother would get up in the morning after her alarm buzzes her to get up at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning. And she'll pick out of the container the green number 10 pill box. It says morning, noon, evening, and night. And she knows from her alarm that it says, take your morning pills. She'll open that up and take her 3 little morning pills. And then if she had a noon pill, the alarm will beep her later on to take that pill, and so on, evening and for nighttime. And the neat little thing about it is, when the alarm goes off, and say that she's sleeping, it'll go off for a couple of minutes and talk to her and say, please take your morning pills for the 10th. And if she's sleeping and doesn't hear it or wake up right away or just steps out of the room for a moment, then the alarm will go off for a few minutes, then it stops. But then it will start again and say, please take your morning pills for the 10th. So when she does come back in the room or does wake up, then she knows to hit the button to acknowledge the alarm that she knows to take those pills, and it'll tell her when the next alarm goes off for her next set of pills.
And it's very persistent. I've heard it go off all day long at different times of the day.
There's a red acknowledge button.
The next reminder will be the morning alarm at 7 a.m.
So that's reminding Mom that there's the next alarm. She's done for the night. And the next pills that she has to take is tomorrow morning. And what's really neat is that I find it helpful not only for her, but also for me, because she's more independent and just relies on the clock, this small little Med Center clock, to take her pills.
Well, that's a great thing. And she uses that all the time.
All the time. And what I did actually was, because when my mom used to go in the kitchen, even though she would look at this clock here in her room next to her bed, if she got up and went in the kitchen, she might not realize what day it was when she was in the kitchen. So I got her a second a little alarm med center, just the alarm, not the pill box, just the alarm med center. And we have it in the kitchen where she actually takes her pills so she can double check the time, the date, and the day. And another good feature of the med center is that the caregiver can set up the pills for the whole month. You don't have to do it every day or every week. It's just the whole month can be set up and it's perfect.
So that's a great device. It's really made life better for them. You can get more information and purchase the item directly from the MedCenter manufacturers at www.medcentersystems.com or call them toll-free at 866-600-3244. Or if you'd prefer, you can also buy it from Amazon at www.amazon.com. And you can buy the timer and the pill box separately. So, for example, Barb had a reason to get an additional timer to put in the kitchen. Well, that was a great reason, and she didn't have to buy an additional pill box. The other thing you can do is they have a free app for an iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, or whatever for the clock function. So if you happen to already have one of those, you don't have to buy the clock slash timer at all. You just buy the pill bottle and use their free app. That works great.
Now, I don't think my mom is quite there yet for the iPhone app, but the rest of it is really pretty useful because it helps her remember, as my sister said, it gives her a better sense of independence. It relieves some of the work for my sister. And then also, you know, this can be used easily by people who are visually impaired because of the very clear speech output and ability to program this thing exactly for your own needs.
And here's another novel approach, a wireless electronic pill bottle cap that's being developed. And they actually did a study where they show that people who used their wireless pill bottle caps had a 27% increase in actually following the schedule of when they were supposed to take their medications because something was reminding them to take it. And that would apply equally to the med center that we described before. These caps, they're called a Vitality Glow Cap. They're designed especially for managing chronic diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, depression, or whatever, where daily medications are critical for long-term health. There's an embedded computer chip in the cap of each bottle that communicates with a cellular-connected nightlight, which then sends the information to the Vitality company over AT&T's network. The nightlight's radio frequency transmitter is activated when the unit is plugged into the wall, and patients can be notified via a glowing light, a tune, an automated phone call, a text message, or an email. And these reminders can be repeated up to 4 times a day. So same deal, morning, noon, evening, or night for whatever medications you need.
You know, having a wireless pill bottle cap reminds me of the story of when I bought you a cordless screwdriver and the kids were young. They said, "But Mom, none of the screwdrivers have cords." So now we have wireless pill bottle caps. Look
into
it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Now for this week's high-tech item, just in case the wireless pill bottle cap didn't do it for you. PenFriend. PenFriend is an audio labeler that was developed by the Royal National Institute of Blind People in London, England. And their initials are RNIB. Here's John from the RNIB describing and demonstrating the product.
Hello, my name's John. As a blind person, my everyday life is full of the frustration of not being able to identify and label all sorts of things. You know, the other day at breakfast, I opened 2 tins of tomatoes because I thought one was baked beans. Now, we've all got little solutions for doing that, putting elastic band around something or using one of these expensive devices you can get. But now, I think RNIB has solved an awful lot of the problems that I encounter every day with its new PenFriend product, which I've got here with me. Taking it out of its box, The pen friend is just like a pen, a rather big and fat pen, but it's shaped like a pen. It's about 8 inches long, and there are really three very simple controls on the front. One, to turn it on, and when you do turn it on, it makes a little bleep like that. And the pen friend comes with lots of labels, about the size of a penny, and you can stick these labels onto almost anything. Then you can make a recording so you know what the thing is, and then after that, every time you touch the item with the pen, the recording plays back to you. Let me show you. Here I've got a tin. This could be almost anything, but I can just detect the label on top, touch it with the pen.
Tomatoes.
And I know that that is a tin of tomatoes. Not to be confused, of course, with
baked beans.
The baked beans next to them. And these labels are so cheap that you really can afford to stick them onto something like a tin of something and then just throw it away. Or if you've got things like jam, you might want to put the strawberry jam label on the lid and then just when you get a new jar, just transfer the lid. Here I've got a CD and in this case I've stuck the label onto the side, which will be showing if I'd got these stacked on a shelf.
60s mix.
And it tells me that it's a good old mix of 1960s tunes. That shows my age, doesn't it? Lots of people take lots of different pills every day and at different times of the day.
Atenolol. Take one every morning with breakfast.
That's regular blood pressure medicine. And that reminds me that actually I need to go to the doctor's for a checkup. Now, I've got here a diary, a standard large print desk diary. And many of our customers have got enough sight to be able to see the numbers, but maybe not enough to read things in the diary or write things. So here I've got a label.
Friday, 31st July.
Right, tells me that's the day. Now, I take my pen friend labels and I peel one off very simply. I place it on the diary just underneath that label and then I make a recording. To make a recording, there's a button near the bottom of the pen, near the nib end. I hold that down, I touch the label that I want to record with the button, and then it'll make a little bleep. I make my recording and let go. Press down the button and touch the label. At 10:30, I've got an appointment with the doctor in Church Street. Remember to take the letter with me.
At 10:30, I've got an appointment with the doctor in Church Street. Remember to take the letter with me.
I mentioned the letter. One of the major frustrations is being surrounded by what appear to me to be blank pieces of paper, but could be bits of old nonsense that have come through the post, or they could be really vital documents that I really need. This is the letter that I need to take with me to my appointment on Friday the 31st. So again, I peel off a label, I stick it onto the actual letter itself, I hold down the record button, I touch the label with the pen and make my recording. This is a letter from Dr. Smith about my appointment on Friday the 31st. Important documents like this one for the doctors, you do have lots of those in your life, and it really helps not having to keep going back and saying to people, what's this? Could you tell me what this is? Now, you can make as many recordings as you like, really, with the pen friend, up to something like 70 hours worth of time in there, and the labels are re-recordable. The recordings can be as short or as long as you like. So a very versatile product. So if you like the sound and look of the pen friend, you can get yours now from RNIB in all the usual ways. Visit our online shop at www.rnib.org.uk. Phone customer services on 0303 123 9999.
That's pretty cool. I can imagine sticking labels on people whose names you keep forgetting.
But then you have to find them and point the pen friend at them.
Right. No, seriously, that's pretty neat, though. I can imagine a lot of uses for that around the house and at work.
So it says on their website that the product measures 1 inch in diameter by 6.1 inches long. So it's really just about as big as a very large clunky pen. It weighs only 2 ounces, and the price right now is about £60, or at the exchange rate we've got right now, approximately $100. And if you're blind or partially sighted, you don't have to pay the value-added tax, which is significant. PenFriend, although his description was in English, is also available in Polish, Greek, French, German, Spanish, and Dutch. And if you don't want to order it directly from RNIB at www.rnib.org.uk/shop or by phone at 0303-123-9999, there are also any number of catalogs of accessible products that carry the same thing for essentially the same price. And some of our favorites are MaxiAids, which you can reach at www.maxiaids.com or 800-522-6294. Independent Living Aids, or ILA, their web address is www.independentliving.com, all one word, at 800-537-2118, or LS&S Group, and their web address is www.lssproducts, those are all S's as in spaghetti, .com, or you can call them at 800-468-4789. That's it for this week's show. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about accessibility of art museums. We invite you to join us for a virtual tour of the Memorial Art Gallery in Rochester, New York. You'll get to experience bits of their described audio tour and touch tour and meet some of the people responsible for creating them. We'll also give you some tips for finding accessible museums in your area or coincident with your travel plans. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to reachout@wxxi.org or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. This program was hosted by Nancy Goodman Torpy and Peter Torpy. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show by going to our website at wxxi.org/reachout and clicking on the podcast's link. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day. Thank you.